Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking to the subject of what are you doing with your time? The subject came to mind as I was listening to a couple of podcasts this morning by some marketing professionals. One in particular was rather upset with the way that social media was being used, or shall I say, abused, by those who were doing a few different things with it, actually, in which it wasn't intended. This person's opinion was that social media was to be social. That means having constructive conversations with people with similar interests, maybe similar businesses, learning from one another, interacting with one another, creating true relationships. And instead, what we see a lot on social media is a lot of selfies, a lot of self-congratulatory postings on Facebook. And I know for myself, from being on LinkedIn, some people forcing their opinions down other people's throats as to the best way to accomplish something, even though there's probably zillions of ways to do these various things in life. And I would have to say that I agree with this opinion, because I really enjoy those conversations on social media where we're actually speaking about something we have in common and we're working with one another and helping one another out. That feels really good. But I really do not enjoy having people basically dissing one another because they don't share a similar opinion. We all have our opinions and we're all entitled to have them. That's what makes life interesting. And I would also say that I'm not really enamored by what I see on Facebook, especially people's personal pages where they are putting up a lifestyle that maybe they don't even live, only showing the positive stuff, not so much of the negative stuff. It kind of reminds me of online dating, where too many times the profile has little to nothing to do with the reality of the person that you're meeting. They write what you want to hear, but it really has nothing to do with what they care about. And of course, it makes it rather awkward once you go through the trouble of meeting because you're not meeting the person you thought you were meeting. So this is a problem. The other thing that I think is very interesting is the amount of time that we spend on our cell phones. There was a study done in 2015 at Nottingham Trent University, where they asked participants age 18 to 33 to estimate the amount of time that they spent on their phones. And they measured that against, they had an application, I guess, attached to the phone so they could tell the true numbers of hours that people were spending on their cell phones. And the amazing thing with that particular study was that they were showing that people went to their phones about 85 times a day. Was the equivalent of about 5 hours of time. And granted, many of these checks that they did on their phones lasted less than 30 seconds. Still, that's a lot of time to spend on one's phone. The other thing that is kind of hard to deal with these days, especially as a person in my mid-50s, is all the shorthand that's used in texting and the lack of communicative powers that the younger set seem to have because of all these abbreviations they use. I, for one, do not understand when they use all those abbreviations. I don't want to be able to understand what all those abbreviations mean. I prefer to have people be really clear what they're trying to tell me when they are texting me. Instead, they just rush through the process, and you might end up with a time but not a date if you're trying to schedule something. There's going to be a lot of misspellings. I'm kind of guilty of that too, even though I do double check it. And just generally, people are getting lazier and lazier in terms of their communication. And this is a really bad thing as well, because it's a waste of time. If I don't know what someone is trying to tell me, how am I supposed to deal with that particular situation that's being brought to my attention? And I am sure that you feel similarly, at least some of the time. So what could we be doing instead of spending all of this time checking on our phones and doing these things that really don't bring any true fortification or socialization to us? Well, I would suggest that you do more face-to-face, soul-to-soul type of interacting with people. I would suggest that when you're with them, to turn off the phones so you can concentrate on what each person is saying, because that person's taking their time to be with you. I would also say that with the phones off, you can concentrate on the work that you have at hand. Because when we're going back and forth and getting distracted, it really makes it very hard to get anything done in any real realistic time frame. It just gets expanded out for hours and hours when maybe it didn't need to. So when I work on the podcast, generally my phones are off and I'm just concentrating on delivering this content to you. I also think it's very important to remember that there are things that we can do to fortify ourselves that are important. Not just with being with other people, but being out in the world, enjoying a beautiful day, going out and spending time with people you love and who love you, researching interesting topics, working on art, working on writing, working on music making, whatever it is that you are interested in that happens in this real world that fortifies you is most likely a much better use of your time than that which you're spending on your phone. The exception to that rule would be if you are doing something constructive, like using it for research. I know sometimes I Google subject matter that I want to get definitive statistics for, as I did for this podcast. And maybe to do some interaction with it on social media for professional purposes. Maybe checking in, seeing how your friends and family are doing, but realizing that it needn't be one third of your waking hours that's spent on that freaking phone doing whatever it is that you're doing with that phone. I have an interesting story about a client that I've been working with who happens to have Asperger's, and she's almost married to her phone. I mean, if she doesn't have that phone on her, it's like a piece of her is missing. Unfortunately, that falls more into the neighborhood of being addicted to the phone. However, I think her guardian figured out what that was all about. The interesting thing about this young woman, she's 18 years old, is that recently she went to a family function. These are relatives she doesn't see too often. And though she had her phone on her phone was off. While the rest of her cousins all had their phones on while they were on them. And this was a really big breakthrough for this particular client because it really is hard to get that phone out of our hands. But this is the thing. She realized that being in the moment, being present for these people, engaging with them, was so much more fulfilling than having half her attention on them and half her attention on the phone, texting friends or whomever that she knows online, and just being with these relatives. She's also admitted to me that she gets lost in the fantasies of what's happening in the phone. She reads a lot of fantasy. She writes some fantasy. She plays games, video games of fantasy. It's all fantasy. And at least for her, sometimes it gets kind of confusing as to what is fantasy and what is real with all of these hours she spends on her internet-connected life. So I really want you to think about what it is that you are doing with your time and recognize the fact that if you're whiling it around on the computers, on your smartphone, on your iPad, and you're not engaging with other people out there in the world, especially those who truly love you and who you love back, you're missing something really important. And if you're not engaging in those activities that you find truly enjoyable, the ones that take you out of your head, if you will, and get you physically active and doing things out there in the world, you're taking yourself out of life. And if you're a person who's in business and you spend a lot of time in front of the computer, or you have your phone on you a lot because that's how you communicate with people, you have to make sales calls or whatever, the perfect time to dissociate yourself from this technology is at the end of your workday. Have an end to your workday so you can move on to other things to fortify your life. I hope you found this helpful, and I thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you had found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.